Hi, hey everybody. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Thank you so much to Taylor. Couldn't do this without Taylor joining in and making sure that this all runs smoothly, because I don't think Joan or I could make that happen with the technology box that's in front of us here. We're used to bars and spilled beer, so it's good that we have the help. So thanks again. We couldn't have done this season without White Whale. I've said that in every installment, and it's because it's true. This season would not exist if White Whale hadn't really come to the rescue and partnered up with us to do this season. So we're very thankful for them. We are probably, I haven't talked to Joan about this yet, but I'm feeling a little, a bunch of different emotions tonight. Sad that it's over, excited that hopefully next season we'll all be back in the back room together where we can do it again, or who knows. The news does not bode all that great at the moment. So, but let's try to be optimistic and just really excited to be here one last time for the season. And thank you so much to all the readers and poets who have joined us this year, and everybody who's gonna read tonight. Just an amazingly talented, incredibly varied group of writers. It's just been a pleasure to listen in and be a part of the work that's going on. It's really inspiring. So thank you so much. And thanks to Joan, as always, for letting me hang out, unlocking the closet door, letting me out for the evening so I can talk to people and say hi. I'm not going to go on for much longer. I did want to thank one other person, and that person is Jimmy Sivetic, without whom none of us would really be here today doing this. Jimmy would probably hate that we were doing it this way. He would have us sitting in a park in the rain listening to poetry, probably, which might not be a bad thing. But I wanted to thank Jimmy and start off the finale here with one of Jimmy's poems. And this is called Bukowski in Heaven by Jimmy Sivetic. A crazy dream. I met Charles Bukowski in heaven. He was sitting at a table with Jane, reading a poetry book. I didn't recognize the book, but it was a hardback with a blue cover. I asked him, "What are you reading?" He said, "My own work. Can't stand anyone else's." So I've been told. He had a small stack of his other books. I recognized them. Love is a Dog from Hell, Post Office, Factotum. Can I have one of those books? He said, "Take them all." I asked, "Can you sign them?" He signed the stack of books and handed them to me. "Thanks." He kept the one blue book, and I wanted to know about that blue book, but didn't ask. Not much of a poem here, except how he didn't like other poets. I thought, he is probably right about other poets. We made small talk about nothing of great importance, except writing is just putting the word down. And the feeling of good, or almost feeling good, about writing. We knew without words, and I realized most would not believe this dream. And the dream was for my own understanding. I told him, "You were right. Sometimes you just have to piss in the sink." He said, "Two more fights, kid, and you take home the bacon." I walked away carrying the stack of books that he gave me and had a pretty good feeling about myself. I asked myself, "Dog, what do you know about truth? What do you know of wisdom?" Keats might have been right. Beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all you know on earth and all you need to know. I woke from the dream and knew that I had to write a poem for a little while. And then I could go back to sleep. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much.